principle of sieved. The basic principle of sieved hash collection is that differences in particle size are used to separate resin glands from all of their debris after the plant is harvested and thoroughly dried. In this way, sieved hash is quite different from hand-rubbed hashish, besides having the potential to be much higher quality. Variables of the sieving process and ultimately the quality of the resin powder are much more easily controlled. Modern high-tech sieving techniques have advanced the ability to further purify resin powder to make extremely high-quality hashish. Sieving is the most appropriate technology for collecting large amounts of resin powder for commercial hashish production. Some hashish historians argue that sieving is a recent development, coming sometime after the introduction of smoking from the New World. According to the Alderich, 1979, different methods of hash making, notably the sifting of hashish powder, may have arisen with the introduction of tobacco and smoking in the early 17th century. Charas, the Persian word for hemp dust, pressed in sacks, came to mean prepared cannabis resin, what we all call hashish in India. The burgeoning trade in hashish following the advent of smoking certainly accounted for the widespread adoption of the sieving technique during the 17th through the 19th centuries. However, the sieving technique may have been invented much earlier. Sieves are commonly used for sizing cereal grains and grain meals, and sieving as a general principle is probably as ancient as textiles. Modern sieving, though, through fine mesh cloth, has roots in two much older techniques. Following reports of two potentially quite old methods of separating resin glands from plant material. These methods are less sophisticated than true sieving for separating resin particles from plant debris by size. Sumich describes an Indian technique where mature plants are harvested and used to make high-quality hashish.